This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
We've become sophisticated consumers of cars, computers, clothes, and homes. Why not healthcare? That's the question. Noted entrepreneur and physician, Dr. Sridhar Podarazu, probes in his groundbreaking new book, Get Off the Dime. And we're honored to welcome to the program Dr. Podarazu. How are you, Doctor?
Doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely. Been looking forward to it. You are a medical doctor as well as an MBA and from Johns Hopkins, I believe. And so you have a unique perspective on this issue that has gripped the nation for some time. Let's begin, if we can, very quickly identifying how we got to where we are. What is the problem exactly that we're facing right now, and how do we get here?
How we got here is costs are obviously going up, and the folks that are paying for health care, which is the employers and their employees, have had no control in terms of understanding why those costs are going up with very little information. And so the purchaser has had no control in improving cost and quality, which is very different from every other part of the economy. You know, the dollar in the healthcare system begins with the employer, whether it's a private employer or whether it's the government, and it flows through there to insurance companies and the hospitals and to doctors. But the challenge has been that most of that information is very scattered or sitting with the insurance companies, and the employers and the employees have really had no visibility in terms of what they should be buying, how much they should be paying, and nothing to hold people accountable for.
It's very interesting. So your approach then is to empower the purchaser, the employer, and then the folks who the folks who work for those employers who buy the health insurance. Is that right?
Yes, right. So just like we have in every other part of the economy, if you empower the purchaser with the right metrics, that's how we've been able to drive down costs and quality and everything that we buy and use today. And that's driven through, and how do we get that information? Well, that information has been driven through technology. If you look at where we were 15 years ago in the internet, it was almost non-existent. But today, we get almost everything through technology that gives us the information in terms of how much we're willing to pay, how much we should be paying, and be able to look at the cost and quality of services and goods. In healthcare, we can do the same thing, and we can achieve cost and quality, but we've got to push that information into the hands of the employer, and that information includes information that's sitting with the insurance carriers, with the pharmacies, with the hospitals, with the doctors, and it takes technology to bring all that information together, which is why infrastructure is very important, and that's the first element that we have to focus on. Once we've got the infrastructure, then we can put in place the right information in the hands of the buyer for them to drive competition and to hold the insurance companies and others accountable for what they're delivering, and that in turn will improve the cost and quality that are delivered when we force competition.
We're talking with entrepreneur and physician Dr. Sridhar Podarazu. The new book is Get Off the Dime, The Secret of Changing Who Pays for Your Healthcare. Let me ask you what it is you think that most Americans don't get, don't understand, or perhaps don't even know about what's going on with healthcare today.
Yeah, what people probably don't realize is that, number one, that the healthcare dollar does begin with the employer, which is a very basic concept. Number two is while the insurance companies today have really been a major player in the business, they don't really take on the risk. It's the employer that's taking on the risk, and the insurance company is just administering the plan. But they're getting the benefit of being able to hold on to the money as much as possible, taking it from the employers and obviously being slow to pay it out to the doctors. And so most people don't understand that we really never focused on empowering the purchaser in the system. In fact, even in the president's stimulus package, while there's been a lot of money allocated towards health information technology and trying to improve the cost and quality, there's no mention of the anywhere in that bill, which is bewildering considering that that is where the dollar begins, and that's what's had the impact in terms of competitiveness globally in terms of why companies are really struggling. And after payroll costs, you know, one of the biggest line items that has affected profitability. In fact, if you look at why General Motors is on the verge of bankruptcy now, as we all know, a big part of that is healthcare costs.
Right, right. We saw efforts during the Clinton administration to address this problem. Politics won the day, and it really went nowhere. We see now with the Obama administration sort of a different tack to this, and the approach seems to be, thus far from what I've been able to see, that, you know, this is an issue of fiscal responsibility, but it's an issue of delivering, making healthcare more affordable for middle-class Americans. But it all is also, and this what's it seems to be getting the most traction, this is pro-business. We need to fix healthcare in America, you know, the delivery of healthcare, the insurance and all that. We need to fix this so that we can save the American economy. This is part of the formula for helping American businesses.
Absolutely. So it goes to the core, the root cause of a lot of the ills that the economy has right now. It will improve global competitive advantage by making companies today much more solvent financially by improving how they're going to address the healthcare cost burden. And clearly the employers are going to continue to play a major role. But yes, the administration does have the right vision in terms of looking at how it should be financed in terms of being able to provide more access and the importance of technology. But a very important factor that has to be addressed here is something very basic, is that we've got to do the right math. And if we don't appropriately look at what the system actually needs in terms of total dollars, we could be at this for a long time and be back at the drawing board very often, because we haven't done the right math in terms of how much money is really necessary. And a lot of the estimates that have been made right now have been made by legislators and economists who certainly have a valuable perspective, but the reality is that decisions that need to be made right now in the future of the healthcare system need to be made by individuals that have actually been in the trenches delivering care, that have seen all sides of not health but also healthcare. And we have very few individuals right now in the picture that are doing that.
We're talking with Dr. Sridhar Puttarazu, noted ophthalmologist and entrepreneur as well, MBA from Johns Hopkins. His medical degree is from George Washington University. He's the author of a new book, Get Off the Dime, The Secret of Changing Who Pays for Your Healthcare. Let me ask you this, and I want to explore really your formula for what we really need to be doing now in terms of fixing this problem that's going to be win-win for everybody. Americans seem to be only presented with two extremes here as far as fixing it. You've got the sort of far right solution, which is to totally leave it alone, let the market do what it wants to do, unregulate, deregulate, let insurance companies do what they're going to do, and somehow the market will reach the best solution. And then you have the far left approach, which seems to be, in my personal view, it seems to overempower government bureaucrats. Too much government into the formula. Give us your perspective about where this balance might be.
Yeah, I think irrespective of who's going to be funding the system, whether it's the government or whether it's going to be the private sector, it doesn't really matter. To my earlier point, if the math is not done correctly, before we can determine who's going to pay for it, we've got to first determine what needs to be paid for. If we don't figure out what that number is in terms of total costs of people with illness, and not the total cost of illness. And let me elaborate that a little bit. We've got obviously 700 million, several hundred million people that need to be covered in the United States, and a growing percentage of people that don't have insurance. If we don't determine what the future need of these people is going to be, it's not enough for us to know that there is an incidence of, as an example, a population of people with diabetes or high blood pressure. It's more important to know how much these people with illness are going to cost, because for every dollar that we spend only 40 cents is spent on medical and pharmacy costs. The other 60 cents is spent because people can't go to work. And if we're not able to factor in the total cost of people with illness, which we don't have the data on right now, it's very scattered, we're going to be estimating the number incorrectly, and we're not going to be able to determine who really has the money to pay. So the way that we get there is, number one, by, again, putting in place the right infrastructure to use technology to pull all this information together to find out what that total cost is. Number two, to then provide that information in the hands of the buyer from where the dollar flows so that we can then drive those metrics for purchasing. And then number three is the right incentives that can motivate insurance companies, hospitals, and physicians to be able to do the right thing and measure their performance.
Dr. Sridhar Puttarazu, the new book is Get Off the Dime, The Secret of Changing Who Pays for Your Healthcare. We'll be giving away a free copy at the end of the interview, so stay tuned. What kind of pushback you think we're seeing right now from insurance companies? And talk a little bit about that and sort of the politics of the situation.
Insurance companies are going to be somewhat reluctant to driving more competition, obviously, because it erodes their profit margins. The idea of creating universal coverage and getting the government involved, I think, is worrisome for the insurance companies because it essentially creates a competing force against market share, and that's where you're going to find a lot of market resistance. Certainly, the pharmaceutical companies and other constituents don't want to be held accountable. For that matter, their constituents that they've got to be accountable to are their shareholders, and profitability is at the core of, you know, of any business, including insurance and the pharma, of how they stay in the game. So there is going to be reluctance, without a doubt. That's what we've faced now for the past many years.
And the key to overcoming that reluctance?
The key to overcoming the reluctance is to shift the needle. We have to put the decisions in the hands of corporate America, because either we decide that the status quo is sufficient, or we finally, get off the dime and move the needle to get corporate America to take charge here and say that we're going to take accountability. I mean, part of the frank reality is that a lot of decisions that are being made, even within corporate America, around employees' health care of the workforce, are being made by folks who have very little background around health care. We've got to change that paradigm. And this is something where senior executives amongst corporations have got to recognize that this is a serious financial issue, which everybody recognizes that's going to impact global competitiveness. And we've got to be very aggressive and proactive in changing that mentality and holding the vendors accountable as opposed to being passive. And there's been a general complacency towards just allowing the status quo and not being proactive enough to manage this, just like every other part of the business. And healthcare, if employers want to continue to stay in the business, has to be taken by the same approach that they are in managing their core business. It's not something that they can handle passively.
We're talking with Dr. Sridhar Puttarazu. The new book is Get Off the Dime. Explain to us, if you can, what is the danger of continuing with the status quo? What is the look into your crystal ball for us and paint a picture for us if we don't do something now quickly to address this problem, which I agree with you. I truly think it's one of the things that's crippling corporate America, small business and big business. And for that reason, that's one of the many reasons, personally, I think we need to address it with every tool we can. But tell us, what happens if we just stay with the way things are?
I think the statistics speak for themselves. You don't really need a crystal ball. I think evidence speaks, as the president said a couple of weeks ago in his address, that every 30 seconds in the United States, somebody is going bankrupt as a result of their health care costs. Don't quite understand the basis for those statistics, but the bottom line is that there's a lot of people who are getting impacted in their day-to-day lives because they simply can't afford health care. So we don't need to look into the future. The president itself is extremely worrisome. On top of that, you're already seeing the cusp of a major collapse, because most people who are trying to figure out how to pay their mortgage or their utilities and are also concerned about paying their health care premium are not going to get the mammogram that they need, are not going to get the test that they need. And you can only imagine what's going to happen 12 months down the road when the folks that are supposed to be using the system are not. Inevitably, the cost of the system to be able to absorb those individuals who are going to come back in who are now much sicker is going to be far more than what we'd have anticipated right now. So we have an impending economic collapse with no idea what it's going to cost that is going to be far more crippling than the magnitude of the impact of the mortgage crisis or the banking crisis, and it's not something that a stimulus package will be able to resuscitate in any near term, because the downturn impact goes far beyond just what we're seeing today in other sectors.
My guest is Dr. Sridhar Podarazu. The new book is Get Off the Dime. Jim is online, too. Jim, thanks for your call. You're on with Dr. Podarazu. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I'm also an MBA, and I got the implication from your description that it was possible to somehow define what the total cost of health care should be. Doesn't that vary greatly depending on who ends up paying for it in terms of supply and demand?
No, actually it doesn't vary, because in health care delivery, there's only three metrics on which decisions can be made. It's cost, utilization, and risk. So just remember, C-U-R equals E, which totals up to cure. C, cost, is the price of the service being delivered. It doesn't matter whether you're a doctor or a hospital or a lab, it's the price of the service being delivered. U is utilization, the volume of the service being consumed. And so that's the second metric that we want to know. And risk is the likelihood that you or I are going to use a service in the future based on we've got a given condition. It doesn't matter whether you're an insurance company, whether you're an employer, whether you're a hospital. You can only buy health care on those three metrics. And depending upon who you are, you're going to look at it slightly differently. The bottom line is, up until now, most people have made their decisions based on only a couple of those metrics, just pretty much cost and sometimes volume, almost never looking at risk. You know what the reality is, and that's not how you and I buy car insurance today, but health insurance is the only system today that still functions in a very archaic manner where we're not looking at all of those elements. The insurance companies are looking at it in terms of how they put in place the provider networks and how they put doctors into the system, but the employers are not putting that in or have any visibility in terms of those metrics.
Okay, very good.
Jim, thank you so much for the call. Dr. Sridhar Podarazu, the new book is Get Off the Dime, The Secret of Changing Who Pays for Your Healthcare. Dr. Podarazu, it's been great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.